Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, June 15, 1854, Barbados recorded the highest number of burials in one day, when 311 persons were interred in the graveyard at Indian River. The previous highest was 298 on June 12. The cause of this mayhem was the cholera epidemic, which had broken out 1 month before. As the number of deaths increased in St. Michael, the authorities bought 4 acres of land from Susan Boyle at Land's End between Fontebelle and Brandon's. Even this extra grave space of 4 acres would prove insufficient to bury the dead in St. Michael, which numbered 9,127. Earlier on Friday, May the 26th, the Goodrich family of Lightfoot Lane in the city were among the casualties, who were plunged into the savage embrace of death as the poison of cholera administered its final crushing blow. The family patriarch, Mr. Goodrich, a working-class family man, had a few days earlier fallen ill while at work on a vessel in the harbor, then located at the Carenage. It was early days, and the illness had not yet been identified, so Mr. Goodrich was taken home to hopefully recover. Travel writer Thomas Butcher recalls that on May the 26th, he visited the Goodrich home to find a coffin being removed from the house, while in one bedroom, a young woman lay dying. Over the partition, in another bedroom, 2 children also lay dying on the knees of charitable neighbors, while the corpse of an adult lay stretched out on the couch. This single family, in a single residence, were all in the throes of death, causing the authorities to open new grave space. Many more families would suffer the same fate that the Goodriches did and would contribute to the heavy burial rate on this day, June 15, 1854.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.